chaos is everywhere.
Everybody, it's Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm here to tell you about another podcast in the Chaos Family Podcast. This time we're doing Chaos of Ringside. Chaos of Ringside is a every other week discussion of current wrestling events. We cover mostly AEW and ROH, at least those are our deep dives. But if there's big news in the world of wrestling, whether it be WWE, AAA, New Japan, or Impact, we will cover it and we'll give you our opinion. We also do prediction shows for major pay-per-view events. So come and join us, and we'll tell you all about the wonderful, weird world of wrestling. See you soon, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, yo.
How's it going?
Not too bad. More importantly, though, how are you?
I'm doing good. I've been playing 2K23. And I finally got around to creating, you know, the same characters I create every time I play a wrestling game.
Hey, man, so, good for you.
Yeah, so that's fun. And I've just finished doing a universe mode with my main guy. And Cody just can't finish that story, no matter who has the WWE Championship. I don't know what's going on, but he just can't finish the story. It doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the story ended when he left AEW, so.
Yeah. No one ever has heard of any other story since then. So
That's fair.
But let's watch some Star Trek and talk about a different story. That this is kind of the middle of the story. So I'll do the thing. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chaos Final Frontier. I'm your host, Jonathan Gilchrist. And that guy over there, I keep telling him I'm not a leper. That's Artie Vice.
Yeah, get it, liar.
I mean, it's just sad because it's true. That's the one problem. And today, we're watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Season 5, Episode 13, For the Uniform, which I didn't realize was a... I know it's a sequel, but I didn't realize the episode it's a sequel to is actually For the Cause. So it's like a continuation of those two things, which I didn't realize that they did.
I did it all for the uniform. Did it all for the uniform.
I'm really excited for you to watch this episode because for me, this is where Sisko really breaks out and like, oh, that's the type of captain he is compared to all the other captains. And it's just one of those episodes. There's another one that's even more on like the nose and how he can be, but that's not for another season, I believe, but it is a really good episode. All right. But yeah, I'm at zero. Are you good to go?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to play in 3, 2, 1, play.
Og. A very, very
Og.
I think they used these caves more than once because I think Odo had a similar scene where he was in a cave.
Yeah.
Somebody.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Like, I think if you remember back the episode where he meets his Cardassian contact that's in the shadows, I just feel like it's in the same area.
I could see that.
Looking for a friend of mine, Chewbacca. Why are refugee camps never like get some furniture? Why do you guys gotta sit on the floor?
Yeah, seriously, Jesus. Paint your walls, Jesus Christ.
I mean, just because you're living in a cave doesn't mean you don't have to have decoration skills.
Yeah. A nice turquoise, a robin's egg blue.
Don't have to give up your humanity.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Eddington.
This motherfucker.
Fucking Eddington. His shuttle had an accident.
He just said accident. Oh.
Plus, like, yes, you are terrorists. The whole, like, you are killers. You've killed people. They're Cardassians, but you've still killed people.
Got him.
Got him. He just finally established this 8 months after the last episode in universe from when he did the thing where he stole the stuff. I'm not happy about either. You know, that's actually a very good point. Like, if people resign their commission and then decide to join Maquis, I don't think they get hunted as much as people that use their, like, Starfleet credentials to do shit.
Very true.
But especially with Benjamin Sisko, he does not fuck around with people that, like, betray the uniform. They never go back to his friend, the captain that did it.
Right, yeah.
It's sort of like Eddington takes over that spot, but it's the same idea. That one little girl had a jumping rope. Where's your jumping rope, Captain? That other little boy had a puppy. The Cardassians kicked his puppy. You monster. Why? They live in the 24th fucking century.
It's not their choice. All they get to
build a house.
I know, like, right?
Like, they have giant replicators that will replicate you a house. Just fucking go somewhere else. No, I want that particular hill. My family's been there for all of, like, 20 years.
Look at them, Captain. Look at them.
Technically, the Federation made the decision. Starfleet's just the military of the Federation, but that's semantics.
Of course not.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
And not to spoil anything, that point's going to be driven home really soon in the series, like in the next couple episodes. So he's not wrong.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking.
I'm going to regret punching you in the face, but I'm going to regret
I'll so leave many you with times. One piece of advice. Never give her all the dick.
I don't know what that advice has to do with the situation, but it's good advice. All hands to battle stations.
All hands on my battle station. My lady.
So, I'll let you do
let me do my thing.
I feel like by the time we get to season 7, you're just going to be like, fuck this. Why did I start this?
I don't know if it'll take that long.
Oh my god, we still have like 3 seasons of Voyager to go.
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to get through this, man. I'm losing my shit, man.
This episode came out February 3rd, 1997. And my cat is awake. Yeah, no, I'm sure. I looked it up.
Are you sure? I don't know anything anymore.
No, February 3rd, 1997.
Oh, God, it's all blur.
We're in February and everything. It's awesome.
It's all one big giant blur.
Are you saying it's all blurred lines? To reference that song. I mean, that was almost as good as Robin Thicke right there. I couldn't tell the difference.
Remember, Artie wants some good poon.
This song is really rapey if you listen to the lyrics.
Only if you're an ugly dude when you sing it. If you're attractive, they just don't really care.
But it's still very rapey.
They spread them wide open if you're got a six pack and a chisel jaw. Some money really helps.
Dude, I don't think there's anything that helps. I saw something online of a girl that said that six packs give her the ick. So just be your fucking self.
That's the worst advice you could ever give a guy.
At least you'll be happy with the person you are when you're dying alone.
I guess.
So this new technology of the holographic communicator, they introduced it in this episode because they're going to do a lot of things with Ennington. And if he was on the view screen the whole time, it would just, you know, fucking suck. They just wanted a way to do the action. But a lot of the writers, I still don't understand this. They said, no, it doesn't really work because you have to, show it's 3D. And, I just didn't understand their points against it.
Mm-hmm.
They said the view screen was somehow cheaper. And I'm like, cheaper than just having the actor stand in the blue light circle to do the thing? Is the effect that much money? But yeah, interestingly, they did bring it back for Star Trek Discovery, the first or second season. But obviously, they don't have it on the original Enterprise. So the way they got around that was there was a AI that was using it to, fuck shit up, basically. So...
Uh-oh.
They turn them all off. Every computer system is down. Son of a bitch! Yeah, get down there, fucking commander.
Uh-oh.
You can't, because I'm a dick, and I'm very full of myself. Yeah, I don't get it, because it does make the scenes much more personal to have the bad guy in the thing with him. Okay, I think we're still here.
Hmm.
So, my microphone light went up for a second. I'm like, well, everything's plugged in. What the fuck just happened?
Oh my God.
No, it kind of had to be personal. Like, you pretend to be his friend and then fucked him over. What? Plus, you keep twisting the knife every time you talk to him. Just, throwing that back in space about Starfleet rules. But if your quarrel was with Starfleet, you would kill them?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
No, no, we're not killers.
Only if we don't like the people we're killing, then we're killers. So this is pretty much the episode. They leave, obviously, and yeah. Bennington just beat them.
Done. Yeah.
It's just the next like 30 minutes is just them slowly flying back to Deep Space Nine. That'd be a completely different episode. Ah, 2 weeks in the bed. I know they're not going to give us the answers, but I'm really curious, like, how many gigabytes of information, or probably terabytes, that would actually be in Star Trek times. Or if they have, like, a bigger unit of measurement as far as memories that they have to use. That's also true. He was a dick. This is one of my favorite Odo lines. Please do.
That's not my job. Odo. Starfleet is Starfleet. I love them.
They were right to put Eddington here, even though he betrayed us, and you're awesome.
Starfleet's never wrong. Also, why aren't all of you doing exactly what I tell you to do right this second instantly?
I mean, they kind of are.
Kind of. There are times where Sisko just really, really likes to be a douche.
Yeah, like, if he's in this situation specifically, which happens a couple times, he really gets very gung-ho and doesn't, like, he just wants things done in his way now.
Yeah.
I was so close, I could taste him. What? What? They were thinking about bringing this guy back in future episodes, but they chose not to. I don't know the exact reason.
No, you did.
Yeah, he bamboozled me.
Yeah.
I mean, you had dinner with him, for God's sakes. Remember that? Huh? Remember that time you invited him for dinner? Huh? Why is everybody trying to get me so pissed off in this episode?
Remember, Sisko, you're a failure.
Maybe, like, I think the only reason I can think of that they didn't bring that guy back is he's a captain. Mm-hmm. And what they ended up doing was there's a character that comes in very soon, either at the very end of the season or next season. That's an admiral.
Hey, yo. Pause.
What? Okay.
My video just went out.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm at like 1536 whenever you get it back up.
Okay, I'm trying.
So. That's why I use my Roku stick, because I can't say that word.
1536.
Might be a few seconds after your video went out, but it's I don't want to have to rewind.
That's fine, I'm there.
All right, we're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play.
I mean, that's what you should be thinking, yeah.
I never understood the, like, somebody else holding the punching bag. I get it for not to swing, but it's like, especially in the holodeck, couldn't you just put, like, a stand there so the tax could just be on the side talking for you? He put him up for promotion. Pyaw! No, no, he's not changeling. No, nope, not that. No, that's Dax. Not even a wormhole alien.
So you're a sore loser.
Yeah, pretty much. Do you have a feeling that he's not going to be letting this go? God damn it, Kira, that was the worst time ever. I just came to calm down.
Who, what?
So, long story short, if you're not watching along, Eddington stole things that he can make weapons out of that make a planet inhospitable to Cardassians. They can't live there. But it doesn't hurt humans, so the Maquis can just move in and start colonies. For you, Mr. Vice, that is watching along, I jumped ahead a few minutes, but that's basically it.
Why,
but they're not killers.
So my question is, why are they talking about it? It's not their problem.
More than it just, like, it's news of what's going on. Like, yeah, they're still not on the case, but it's just the latest thing in their area, so they're probably expected to protect colonies near them if they can. Yeah, like there's only one ship in the area, so if they want to protect the other colonies, Cisco, quote unquote, is forced at this point to do it. Even though clearly that's what he wanted to do from the very beginning.
Right? Cisco, why are you smiling? I'm not.
What? Why is there a dartboard of Eddington's picture in your quarters? I don't know. And oddly enough, there seems to be a sex doll in there that's butthole's been worked over pretty good with his face on that as well. How'd that get there? I like this this little tidbit because it's actually an homage to like old submarine movies, how they get around the comm system. Plus, we get Nog. Hey,
yay.
Nog. Mr. Academy. Yeah. Are you ready? Come on. Let's put your life in danger while you're still in school.
Yep. Let me tell you, there is literally zero chance of success. You should not go out there right now. You will die. There is no doubt in my mind. All right, let's fucking get packed up. We're heading out. Oh.
Also, I don't know what you expect another few years at the academy to do as far as getting you ready for exploding bridges. That's going to happen if you keep on this career path. All right. All right. I know. Why does she have to say it? You're doing both sides of the conversation. He's going to be whoring in no time.
Yep.
Yeah, remember that time when I went and completed a clean up, bitched about it? Next time you're not going to say shit.
Remember that time I wanted to throw my entire life away for someone I met yesterday? And you thought it was an, and I quote, bad idea? Well, fuck
next time
you.
You're not going to say shit. This will be easy. I also like this episode because it kind of shows you, because of all the stuff that they're doing, like all the stuff that is all like automatically done when the ship is working, we never talk about.
I also feel like it's all stuff that I remember, like, really, really old Star Trek doing.
Yeah. No, there's definitely scenes where this happens, but, like, in this era of Star Trek, it's just all considered to be automatic, so they never really do it.
Yeah.
Like, I know we've seen...
Galaxy Quest.
Yep, that's true, too. I was going to say, we've also seen scenes of it in some of the Trek movies I think we've seen.
Yeah.
If not, we'll watch some of the older ones at some point, and we'll probably see it there.
Pedal to the metal, Commander.
Also, don't hit that thing.
Yeah, right?
This is really like that scene in Galaxy Quest when it, like, scrapes across the side of the...
Ooh, that was close.
Whew. That would have been expensive. Three, two, one, mark. Ship go fast now. Good job, everybody. Pizza party this Friday. Ooh, the Badlands. I love that he's exactly saying whatever they
say. Right? Yeah.
Just one person gets really pissed off. Damn it, Chief, what are you doing? Damn it, Chief, what are you doing? No, no, that wasn't me.
That wasn't me, God. I swear. Oh, God. What the hell are you doing down there, engine room? Nog, I'm going to smack you across the head.
Chief, why did you turn into a hobbit? That was weird.
No, he really couldn't.
You know, you did just, like, commit a terrorist act on an entire planet.
Oh, kill this guy.
I know. I mentioned to you, like, a few weeks ago that, yep, this episode has a lot to do with my Miss Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kill it, you know, make your whole planet inhabitable. Loaf of bread, same thing. Same thing. That son of a bitch. All right, everybody, do the exact opposite of what we just did.
Ah, you suck.
He got your ass. That time he didn't go for the exact thing that Cisco said. Huh, maybe they should have taken Cisco off of this.
Tell them to go F themselves. We're going after the guy.
So I know what you're going to say. And you fell for that? Come on. Huh. Maybe you shouldn't have thought this would be so easy. The guy's a douche.
Get this bastard. Oh, never mind. Same thing.
I mean, close.
A one-liner.
I really love that effect, and I hate the fact that they didn't use it again except for in one other episode. It is so much cooler to see that person just standing in the room with them. Part of what they were worried about was, like, you'd have to explain to the audience that they're not, like, teleporting in, but I feel like if you pay even a little bit of attention, you know what's happening. What's up, Odo?
Yeah, Ben.
That's a delightful nursery rhyme. Good thing he listens to people when they talk. Yeah, the one on Portis 5, of course. That is true. The Breen do like things cold and chilly. Right, yeah. So he's going for the easy Cardassian spot. I bet you anything's the kind of dick that's going to the slightly less easy target.
Right.
It's one of those things where it's like, he knows that I know that he'll know. But what if he knows that I know that he'll know? Andrew, get your ass on the pedal. Well, you just straight up killed those people.
Yep.
Cisco's not fucking around. This
nope.
is not take
he is ready prisoner. To kill. The Maki don't kill. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. We're pretty much at that point where I'm just going to kill you. Oh, yeah, we won't kill, but we will use civilians as a shield.
Right. No, I wonder who it could be.
Hey, look, it's Dickhead McGee. And yes, for the rest of the episode, he calls him Javert.
That's awesome.
I wouldn't fuck with him at this point. He might just blow them up to prove a point.
Right?
Wow, that was a racist thing for you to say there, Eddington. See, you don't get the cocky little wave if he's just on the viewing screen.
Right?
It's just, it adds so much more, I think.
It really does. You're not wrong.
Yeah. I like, the thing that got me is just like, how is it more expensive? Really? Because like,
yeah.
You're not having to shoot the other actor. I don't know. Whatever. They made the choice and it didn't come back until like 20 years later.
I'm not going to lie. I hope that Cardassian ship was actually like empty.
By the way, I'll wait till they talk about it a little bit. Yeah, so he did start reading Les Miserables. He might be a much faster reader than me, but I've tried to read that a few times. And you wouldn't get that far unless you have several hours to read the damn thing. I've also tried The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Dax, and I've not gone through it either. That might just be me. I might just suck at that particular author's ratings.
Jean Valjean? Yeah. Yeah, it checks
out. Yeah, but then the story goes on for like another 20 years after that, I think.
No, it really does fit him, actually.
Yeah. Wait till you see the solution he comes up with based on the book. Uh-huh, yeah. Security officer, fascinating, right? I don't know how he got there from there, Dax. That feels like a leap.
A quantum leap? Oh, sorry, wrong show. Wrong show, my bad.
Maybe the next leap will be the leap home.
Yeah, no shit. He literally told you this.
I mean, he definitely acts like he thinks that's what he is. Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, Ains is not a killer. He said that several times. Oh, and become the villain he will. I love this so much. I don't even want to talk over it because it's so good.
I like how he like lowers his voice a little bit too to like really get into the evilness.
I love everybody's reaction on the bridge. Are we going to be court-martialed if we follow through with this plan? Okay.
You know, you could let us in on the plan. You don't have to be the villain to us. Just to him. Like, we could know your scheme.
Oh, you think that it's just a scheme.
You think that I haven't wanted to play this out my entire life? What you guys don't realize is the second he called me the inspector, I instantly got a hard on. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
the second he compared me to Kurt Russell. Or not Kurt Russell. Yeah. Right? Kurt Russell? No.
I think so. Yeah.
No, and it's not Kurt Russell.
Hugh Jackman and what was the other what is the other guy's name in that? Oh.
I'm the guy who played Gladiator. I'm so bad at
what's his name? It's gonna bug me too, but I don't have it. I think you're close.
It is Russell Crowe. Jesus, I'm bad.
Russell Crowe. There it is. Yeah.
I'm so bad. That's like one of my favorite movies too. I'm such a piece of crap.
By the way, while you were looking that up, Cisco did what he said he was going to do. Like,
yeah.
Was not bluffing. And in that moment, you see how different he is from Picard, because Picard would never have done that. Like one of the writers said that maybe Kirk would have gone. I was like, I don't even think Kirk would have like made a entire planet uninhabitable just in a personal vendetta. Well, now they're going to be huddled inside shuttles, so. I just, how much is he playing Eddington, and how much is this
Right?
just like, nope, this is how pissed off I've gotten? Also, this is just some of the best Sisko acting up to this point in the series. Like, this entire fucking thing. If this doesn't make you a fan of him as an actor and the character, I don't know what will. Thank you. All right.
All right, cool. Guys, everyone done? We're good? All right.
Captain, did you just commit a war crime?
What?
Technically?
No.
What?
Does anyone else here think I did? Choose your words wisely.
No. Like, I'm not 100% sure, but you know that salting the earth is not considered a really bad war crime? And this isn't quite salting the earth, but it kind of is. You know what? I'll just go. I'll leave. Hey, look, Mr. Aiden's back. I like to think for a sense of symmetry that that's the same airlock that he stole the ship from when he left.
Yeah. No, of course not.
By the way, does it matter that it worked? He should still be, like,
I know,
seriously reprimanded for it.
Yeah, he, like, seriously, though. And we just forget this ever happened.
More, well, Eddington does come back. There's another part to his arc, so it's not, like, forgotten, but what he did to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's no, like, repercussions as far as, like, him being suspended or anything.
Yeah, like, that's not okay.
Yeah. That is, like I said, it is his most fucked up. Well, there's another episode where you can make an argument, but we'll get to that, I think, next season.
No wonder Sisko's so far down on the, like, captain tier or whatever for Star Trek.
Yeah. Especially, like, if you hold those Starfleet ideals, because he will do these things that other Starfleet captains just never would.
I can see why Janeway is so high on the list, too. Because
because she's all about that rule to
all about that
degree.
Rule. Yeah.
Yeah. So the next time we start a two-parter, the next time I come back, Deep Space Nine, which I'm really excited about because, one, Gareth, and two, it's just it really starts the Dominion War in earnest.
Woo!
After a coded Cardassian message from the Gamma Quadrant is detected, Garak and Worf attempt a rescue, and it's like I said, it starts a two-parter that really just changes pretty much everything. So,
woo! Woo, dog!
All right. So we've already recorded Chaos from Inside. It was a good episode. Really enjoyed it. Talked about all the stuff that happened with Okada and such. So check that out on Wednesday. And as I sit here, I did think a little bit about next Wednesday's Chaos Everywhere. Did not come up with anything. So it'll be a surprise when we get there.
Yay.
Hope everybody has a good week. And we'll see you soon.
Deuces.